The sales tax we all pay for many of the products we buy goes toward helping that county pay for everything from road repairs to staffing local police departments. For the past 2 years, the money that Jefferson County earns through sales tax has been in a slow decline. As WRVO's Julia Botero reports, county legislators are getting worried after seeing an even bigger drop at the beginning of this year.
Remember when gas prices first started to drop? Most people are still psyched about cheaper gas, except if you're this guy.
Actually, it's a good thing for the consumer that the fuel prices are about 30% than they were less than last year. But on the flip side of it, also means less collections for local governments in terms of sales tax.
That's Scott Gray. He's a Jefferson County legislator. He's worried about the decline in sales tax.
Absolutely. There's no question.
Gray can only guess why fewer people are out shopping. The Canadian dollar is much weaker now. Canadians shopping in the U.S. lose about 20 cents for every dollar they spend here. That means many are probably thinking twice before crossing the border to shop. And Gray says the long, cold winter definitely didn't help.
When we had temperatures that were as they were in February, a lot of people just are not out moving, not out buying. So
Gray points out that sales tax is the main source of revenue for the city of Watertown and other small villages and towns around the county.
So anytime that we have a decrease in sales tax, it is reflected in the city's finances.
Watertown is in the middle of trying to balance its own budget. They're also planning a multi-million dollar arena renovation. But Watertown Mayor Jeffrey Graham says he's not worried.
You know, the city's finances are pretty good right now. I think for this year, I think things are not too objectionable.
Graham says when everything shakes out, the residents of Watertown will likely have to pay more property tax to make up for the drop in sales tax revenue. Graham says the increase will be close to 2%. For WRVO News, I'm Julia Botero in Watertown.